This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Newark's new mayor, City Councilman Raz Baraka, is a fierce critic of New Jersey's state control of the city's school district and its superintendent, Cammie Anderson. Former Mayor Cory Booker had intended to remake the city's schools with a $100 million donation from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. But now Booker is in the Senate, the money has been spent, and Newark schools still face huge challenges. We're joined now by reporter Dale Russikoff, who wrote about Newark's efforts at school reform in this week's edition of The New Yorker. Dale, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy.
You point out this reform effort was crafted by consultants, some of the top people in the school reform movement, hired by former Mayor Cory Booker. The whole program was greenlit by Governor Christie, who controls the district. Refresh our memories. What was Booker's plan?
Well, Booker had an overall plan that was then made much more specific a year later when Cammie Anderson was hired as superintendent. Booker's overall plan was to greatly increase accountability in the system, accountability for teachers, principals, and to greatly expand the charter schools in Newark. And then finally, the most important thing for him was to get a new teacher's contract that would make all these things possible, that would allow you to measure teachers' performance and pay them based on their performance.
Now, nearly 4 years later, the $100 million from Facebook has pretty much all been committed. What was it spent on?
Almost half of it was spent on a teacher's contract and then set aside for a future principal's contract. Then there was like a little over $50 million that was committed to charter school expansion and the support of charter schools. And the reason for that is, in part, Zuckerberg gave $100 million on the condition that Booker would match it with a second $100 million. And the donors who matched it, many of them were committed to charter schools as opposed to trying to reform district schools.
So far, students, from your reporting, are doing worse in Newark than they were before. But is this because we have yet to see what fruits teacher accountability will bear?
I don't know that that's going to produce the grand changes that, you know, they hoped for. I mean, they talked about building a model that could be replicated in districts across the country. But the point is that it just takes a very long time and a lot of work to make a dent in a district that's been struggling with so many problems for so long. You know, everything from corruption, very dysfunctional management systems, and also all of the problems of poverty, violence, and public health issues that Newark lives with and the kids live with every day.
There also were some missteps in how this plan was presented to the community, causing great friction between school superintendent Cammie Anderson and Newark parents. Tell me about that.
In Newark, there's a narrative that, you know, there's a conspiracy against Newark by people who are trying to make money off of it. And with a $1 billion school budget, that kind of fuels the conspiracy theory that there's something going on here that's not about our kids. So then when Booker and Christie and then Cammie Anderson come in with very dramatic changes, it felt to people like this is being done to us, not with us, as they said. And when Cammie Anderson presented her plan to try to deal with the ultimate urban dilemma in public education, which is, you know, as students leave the district, money goes with them. So the district is shrinking in students and money, and the only way to stay afloat is to continually close schools and lay off teachers. It wasn't vetted with parents in advance. So when the news broke that schools were closing, students were going to have to go to other schools, all of these questions started coming up. And because it was a state-controlled district, there was no forum in which the parents had the power to bring those questions to the table. It became a situation where people felt like they were being dictated to and that their children were being forced to go across town in a very violent city to another school or even walk half a mile. But in Newark, half a mile can mean you're passing six or seven abandoned homes where there could be drug dealers or gangs hanging out. And people felt their children's safety was, you know, not being taken into account.
Enter Raz Baraka, who's been a fierce critic of Cammie Anderson, a former principal, endorsed by the teachers' union. Sounds like he's on a collision course with the state over Newark schools. What does his victory mean for Newark's public schools?
Nobody knows exactly what it means, but he said repeatedly throughout his campaign that he would ask for the resignation of Kami Anderson. He doesn't have the power to fire her. And he could make it very, very difficult and unpleasant for Chris Christie. On the other hand, when he talks privately, he concedes that a lot of the things that have been tried in the district recently make a lot of sense. So there could be some room also for him to find a way to go ahead, as happened in Washington D.C. when Michelle Rhee left. You know, and a superintendent with a very similar philosophy replaced her.
Dale Rusakoff is writing a book about Newark school reform and the Facebook money. Her article appeared in this week's New Yorker. Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.